Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Time of Jacob's Trouble. A background to the seven-year tribulation period. God's two witness programs are, one, Israel, and two, the church. When God finishes his church program, he will resume and complete his program with Israel. The only chosen nation is Israel. The only nation God uniquely identifies with is Israel. God reveals himself in covenant relationship with Israel and is named as the God of Israel 203 times in the Bible. God's pre-kingdom program for Israel concludes with the seven-year tribulation period. See Daniel 9:27. In the tribulation period, God will judge the entire world for its sin, but Israel will suffer most. A summary description of what characterizes the nature of the tribulation period is found in Zephaniah 1:14-15. Some biblical designations for the tribulation period: the day of vengeance, Isaiah 61:2. The 70th week of Daniel, Daniel 9:27. The time of trouble, Daniel 12:1. The day of the Lord, Joel 2:11, 1 Thessalonians 5:2. The tribulation, Matthew 24:29. The great day of his wrath, Revelation 6:17. Zephaniah 1:14-15 reads, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thickness." B. The last half of the tribulation, the great tribulation, Matthew 24:15, abomination spoken of by Daniel. Matthew 24:21, great tribulation, unparalleled. Jeremiah 30:7, the time of Jacob's trouble, unparalleled. The tribulation begins with birth pangs, Matthew 24:8, which then grow in intensity, climaxing in the last half of the tribulation period, which is uniquely the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30:7. There are three parallel passages that emphasize this unique time of intense suffering. Jeremiah 30:7, "Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Daniel 12:1, "At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book." Matthew 24:21, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." The 70th week of Daniel, a seven-year period, is commonly called the tribulation period, Daniel 9:27. The last half is the time of great tribulation, which is unparalleled in the history of the world. This last 3.5-year period is specifically addressed in various texts, Daniel 7:25, 9:27, 12:7, Revelation 11:2, 12:6, 14, and 13:5. Jesus said, Luke 21:34-36, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, signing off for now.